One of the best things about the 21st century has been the variety of creative ways radio has evolved.
Really? That's one of the best things? It's not been the best century, then.
It's been slim. But the legacy of Marconi is in good hands with Alex Lefchik and the Midweek Drivettes. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
Back with us, magically personifying the very best of Scottishness in Nottingham. It's David Fox Magic. How are you, David?
Very good, Alex. How are you getting on yourself? You keeping well?
Yes, I think so. That's the only thing we can to say at this stage, because we've also been joined by the wonderful Rebecca Bond, based in Norwich, of course. But there's a chance now, before we're joined by probably several other folk who'll be coming on stream, for Rebecca to find out all you wish to know. Well, obviously the things he can tell you, because clearly he's a magician, so he has to keep lots of things to himself, about David Fox and his magic. Over to you, Rebecca.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good to see you again, Rebecca. Yeah, you're keeping well.
I'm keeping well, thank you. How has everything been in lockdown recently? How are you?
Very good, yep. Kept busy. I think as we spoke about last time we met, I'm doing the online shows, the virtual online shows. So touch wood, they're going very well. Obviously, you're in the lap of the gods with technology, which I get quite nervous about at times, using the microphone and the camera and things. But how are you keeping yourself? How are things in Norwich? Have you got a bit of snow at the moment, Rebecca?
Yeah, we've got a lot of snow. A lot of us haven't been able to get to work and things. We're all snowed in. So yeah, just keeping busy at home, doing lots of assignments and things. Well, last time we met, actually, on a lovely Zoom call, I didn't actually get enough time to ask you about how your shows have been going on Zoom, because obviously it's made a transfer to online, and I just wondered how that transfer has actually happened.
Well, it's been a very interesting process, Rebecca and Alex, from when the lockdown came in March and the shock that we all had, you know.
Definitely.
Developing. And the past, like last week, I had 5 shows. It was a busy week. And this week, I've got a couple of shows on. So it's very much with magic, it's all about the little things, those minuscule things that you want to just keep ironing out. So it's very much been an evolution, but now I'm getting to feel more comfortable about doing that. But how about online learning? Do you feel quite comfortable using Zoom now with lecturers and things?
Yeah, it was kind of a gradual process because obviously we had a bit of experience with it last March, April sort of time when it began to move online. So it was kind of a yes. Nice slow ease into it. Of course, we weren't all expecting for it to become completely online at this stage. But it's been an all right process. It's just adapting to it and overcoming, isn't it? And I think if you enjoy your course, which I do, you can't go wrong. So it's different, but
Very much so. Are you with the University of East Anglia then?
No, I'm with the University of Lincoln. I do live just around the corner.
Oh, right, okay. Because I did a gig with the University of East Anglia over in Norwich. Mm. And I was supposed to be back there last year as well, because they had me in, and it was great. It was, you know, just like the University of Lincoln, a great establishment. So
you're recovering that well, David, after officially sort of thinking I'm going to actually ask you to wash your mouth out by actually talking about.
I know. Oh God, I'll slap myself.
it's a fine place, but it's not the home of Siren Radio. That's all I can say.
That's right. Yes.
We welcome, of course, Chloe Rose back to us. How are you, Chloe?
Hello, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, he says. I'll give you a guard okay at this stage. And because he's done such sterling... don't ask, don't tell. Lord, wait until the memoir comes out. Also back with us, of course, doing sterling duty, just actually sort of wrapping up his third consecutive Zoomer. Much like ourselves, really. It's Graham Harper. How are you, Graham?
I'm fine, thank you again. Hi, hello. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, you're right, Graham.
I think he's just vanished from us. He's cut himself off. He's sort of shot out of a whole different line of things. Never mind. It's almost like magic. The disappearing director. He'll hopefully come back. Anyway, I was just about to sort of say, has he actually put any magical things in store? Chloe, what questions have you got for David Fox Magic? Because I think you've been in the studio before, so you've seen some of the work that he's actually done. Obviously, you've magically put Hearts on the Line, which is out there now. And how's that going in terms of Hearts on the Line? We know it's an awesome tune. How's it been developing?
It's going well. It's had lots of radio play, particularly from Siren Radio, so I can't thank you enough. My favourites, of course. And if I was to pose a question to David, because I know I've met David before and he's fab, because he did some magic tricks in the studio, so I'd love to know, have you got any new tricks that you've created during lockdown, or how are you finding lockdown in general with your magic shows?
Well, a good question, Chloe, and it's good to see you again. I hope you're keeping very well, and good to hear you've got a new number out as well. So I'll need to look out for that. Yes, I have had an opportunity to work on some new material, and also working on material that will translate onto Zoom. As I was saying to Rebecca and Alex earlier on, it's that process of trying to take it and make it compatible for a Zoom audience as well. Have you been using Zoom a lot for your music? Have you been doing a few online gigs? Have you managed to do that?
I'd say that's something I need to do, really. I'm glad you've said that, because I do need to push myself to do it. I've done online covers, but I've not done like online sort of original songs. And I think that may be something that I should do, maybe with this new song as well. So yeah, Zoom's a great idea. And obviously Alex set it all off, really. That's how I all got into practice with it. So there you go.
I'm responsible for Zoom, but I can say, David, you've worked your magic, because not only have you managed to magically recreate Graham Harper, who's back with us. Hello, Graham.
Yes, I don't know what happened. Thank you, David.
Good to see you again, Graham. Yes, well, we're getting worried there.
Hello.
You're
right, Graham.
Hello. You've also connected us with Hollywood, with the fabulous Sandra North. How are you, Sandra?
Hi, thank you for having me back. I'm great. How are you?
All fine. Now, Sandra and Graham, really, given that David Fox is an authentic, fully trained magician, I know, Graham, you work magic every time you're on the set, whether it be Hollyoaks, Coronation Street, any of those sort of things. Of course, Robin Hood, Doctor Who, Star Cops, and so on. What sort of have you ever had any connections with magicians, or indeed the history of magic? Because David is your man to speak to about magic.
Well, I have. My grandfather. You won't know him, and nobody will know will have heard of him. But my grandfather was a magician. He was part of the magic circle years. We're talking 1920s, etc. I don't know if the magic circle was existing then, but I'm sure it was. But in latter life, he was part of the magic circle. He created magic tricks, and he hand wrote a little book with all his tricks and how they were devised, and so that somebody else. Would-be magicians could learn how to do his tricks, as it were. Oh. So he actually wrote a little book, which I've given to my son. So that's in Finland now, so I don't know anything about it anymore. But I remember him doing tricks to me as a young, you know, grandchild of his, etc. And he also was a ventriloquist. So I have some connection, but unfortunately it never rubbed off on me, I'm afraid.
Well, and if you reckon they used to say Gottel of Gear, Graham, this is obviously where the roots came from, but never mind. The old ventriloquism line. David, sorry, you're about to respond.
Well, no, fascinated to hear, Graham, that a book was written. Did you ever think about perhaps getting the book published? Does the book still exist? Does your son still have the...
Yes, he does. Yeah, no, he's still got it. I don't know that he... I think he was definitely... keen to have it, the book, yes. To make sure it was safe and didn't get lost in my chaos, etc. So he's got it and it's safe and sound. Do you know what? We've never, ever discussed the possibility of having it published. I did look at it. I mean, I did read it and looked at most of his tricks and couldn't work out, even though he'd written it very carefully. I still didn't really understand, I think. But that may be because I wasn't interested. I didn't really want to know how tricks were done. I want to just be have the magic done to me.
Yes, you're like my dad. He prefers just to watch and not know how the magic. And everyone's different. Some people want to know the method. Some people don't. So but it's very interesting. It's nice you've got that connection with magic. That's a nice memory as well.
Yes,
just dad showing you the magic tricks when you were. When you were younger, I mean, that's always a nice memory to have.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was lovely, lovely old bloke. I loved him.
Yes.
Turning briefly to Sandra North. Sandra, in terms of your own routine, growing up in Sweden, now being based in Hollywood, and producing magical music, just as Chloe Rose does, of course, which is great. What sort of thoughts are you do you have in terms of magic, or indeed sort of prestidigitation? Let's give it its fancy name.
Well, I think it's very interesting, but it also kind of scares me when, I don't know, I think I'm that kind of logical person that needs to sort of know how it works in order to grasp it. I enjoy it if it's like on stage and I'm prepared. I think that's the difference. If I go to see a magic show, and I did once in Sweden with our biggest magician, Joe Labiro. I saw him once and it was amazing. But then here in Hollywood, I had a boyfriend who suddenly did a magic trick on me, and it just threw me off so much, and I was so scared because I didn't understand.
It's not going to help relationships, Sandra, is it, when your boyfriend starts doing magical tricks?
I was just like, how is this happening? And it was just like he had this thing soaring in midair when I got out of the restroom, and I'm like, this is not happening. What is this? And it really like kind of scared me. So I'm on both sides there. It's very fascinating, but it does kind of scare me a bit.
Yeah. I mean, Chloe, do you get scared by magic at all? I mean, you've seen, like myself, uh-huh. You've seen David perform. I mean, I was frankly terrified. I had to sort of just start hiding in the corner, really. I thought I was very brave about that. But, you know, what were your thoughts?
I absolutely love it. I think it's the idea of not knowing. If I knew how the trick went, I know that it would ruin that. It would ruin the magic of it. It's just that mystery. And I'm just on the edge of my seat thinking, how's he done that? You know, how do I work that out? And I can never work it out. Never work it out at all. So I just love it. Awesome.
Sorry, Alex.
No, go on.
Some of the tricks, I haven't seen David, so I can't talk about his tricks but some card tricks where you're dealing with a pack of cards and the speed in which certain things happen, playing around with where cards come from, go to, and then suddenly they're not there, and then look at that, the pack's a pile of aces or whatever. I never understand how the speed in which that is performed is a talent in itself. That is the magic.
Yes, yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, Graham, Chloe, Sandra, Rebecca and Alex, that Roy Walton is a gentleman who sadly no longer with us, but Roy ran the magic shop in Glasgow, Tam Shepherd's, and he was a sensational card magician, one of the best in the world. And I was very lucky to learn from Roy, and he his philosophy on magic and everything. It was always lovely to go in and have a chat with him. And but yes, when you see you know, the great card magicians perform, and someone like Cardini, for example, who'd be about the same era as your it was your grandfather, you said, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And someone like Cardini, he learnt sleight of hand in the trenches in the war. That's what kept him in a positive mindset, but he was manipulating objects. But when you see him perform and manipulate, it's just incredible. The dexterity the man had, and the hours and hours and hours of practice he put in. So if you check out Cardini on YouTube, it's a beautiful old black and white footage of him producing objects out of thin air. And it's very, very magical. Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful.
But it is magic. I mean,
it is magic.
That is magic.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Extraordinary that you should be named Cardini if you're doing card tricks. It's kind of very apt in strange sort of things. I'm just thinking, actually, Chloe and Sandra, for your music videos, maybe you should actually look to feature David doing his magic as part of the background of that video. Just a thought.
Ooh, that is a good thought.
I think the music is the magic. I think the music is the magic. Yeah.
Well,
that, but then true. Again, you can incorporate the two. Why not? Yeah, you can. It's
very
done.
Much so. Okay, Rebecca, over to your good self. Which of the fabulous four folk would you like to sort of throw a few questions to in this little midweek drive special?
David, I'd love to ask, how did you get into magic? Because what a wonderful job to have. Where did that stem from?
Well, that's a very good question again, Rebecca. I've always loved performing magic and enjoyed magic. But actually, I don't know if you knew this, I was a school teacher in a past life. I was an English teacher. And about 20 years ago, when I was teaching abroad in France.
Yeah, when you say past life, David, let's take it you're not looking to reincarnate.
Well, like Doctor Who.
Before my incarnation, because, you know, I can be very easily confused.
I like these things. Tell us more.
Well, with the COVID thing, you know, it's almost as if it's like a third past life now, isn't it? Because it's like we've gone into a new dimension with the COVID. But with to come back to the point, I've discovered the real power of using magic in teaching, a little bit of card magic. And the students I worked with in France and Belgium responded very well to that. And then it started to develop. And actually, I owe a lot to Neil Squires, who was a music teacher at a school I taught at near Mansfield. And he asked me to perform at his daughter's wedding many years ago. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough to perform magic at the wedding. And it was at a place called Bredzel Priory out near Derby. And it went really well. And from there, it snowballed. So really, I think, but as Alex will tell you, I mean, you know, teaching in itself is an art. It's a performance, isn't it? That wasn't very magical. But it's a performance, isn't it? And it was from that, it just, and I'm a very lucky man, Rebecca and ladies and gents, to have had such an interesting journey, and to have met Alex. We met at the New York Showground. We met about several years ago, Alex.
Socially
you and Daniel, wasn't it?
Yes, we were various other things. Those were the days where we used to do things like outside broadcasts. Who knows whether we'll ever get back to them again. But what the hey. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, extraordinary. I mean, I'm just sort of thinking, Sandra, just bear in mind, I suppose, given your experience with your boyfriend and magic, God knows what could have happened if it was a case of a wedding day. It could have ended all sorts of things on that sort of basis, but still, never mind. Mind you, it could have served as the basis for one of your songs. So it could have got country music sort of ticking over.
Now you don't.
I mean, if it's one of those songs where it's like a breakup song, maybe you can make the guy disappear from the video and just like snatch him right up. don't know.
What an idea. That
would be a new
I'm sure there's a good market for that, Sandra. Yeah.
Absolutely, particularly with politicians, but never mind. Graham, who would you like to chat to? Chloe, Rebecca, David, or indeed Sandra?
Well, going back to what Sandra just said, you could do, if you did a revamp of You're So Vain, you could use that bit of magic in that. That would be wonderful.
Carly Simon, that's classic. Yep, it's marvellous.
Going back to what you asked before, Rebecca, about when did you get started, David? I mean, when did you get started? What were you a little boy?
Well, actually, it was our school teacher that showed me a magic trick. Probably around about age 9 or 10. And from there, I was fascinated. It was just a very, well, we say simple card trick. But of course, it's all about the presentation. But he presented it so well to me that I was fascinated by that. And from there on, when I did a little bit of magic, it wasn't very good. Of course, I got laughed at and things. But you persevere, you continue. And then you know, it's like anything else. If you love doing it, you'll do it. And I'm just very lucky now. I get the opportunity to perform now and then. You know, so how about yourself? Have you always been involved in the performing arts, Graham? Has this always been your calling? Was that from a young man? Did you always know you wanted to do this?
Oh, you've easily turned it around and away from you to me.
Yeah, I thought that was cunning, Graham, personally. I thought I was caring. You should not let him get away with that. Yeah. You should respond by saying, David, if you're interested, just actually download the episodes of Sound and Director's Vision. I talk all about it on those.
Well, yeah. This is it.
No,
yeah.
We'll stick with you, David. I'm not going to answer. I have been involved since I was 9, yes. So I couldn't escape being in the theatre business or film, whatever. So do you specialise in card tricks or do you do all sorts of kinds of magic?
Well, I would say with the connection with Roy Walton, cards, I love doing cards. And I feel that you always get a lovely reaction with cards with all different types of audiences. So it's a nice icebreaker, particularly if you're doing close-up magic. But I love doing what's known as mentalism, which is like mind reading and prediction effects. I love that type of magic. Visual magic with coins and objects. So I do like to dip into all different areas. But magic is so vast. There's so many different arms. And there's always people coming up with new ideas all the time. It's always evolving and changing, like music. You know, as Chloe and Sandra will tell you, it's always evolving. Things are always, people are always pushing down the boundaries and developing. But I do love cards. I think there's a tremendous mystique going back to the tarot cards and the whole kind of atmosphere around doing card effects, which is lovely, which is great.
I always find it really disturbing. I'm dying to know, but I don't want to know because I want to enjoy it. So you're not going to tell us anyway, and I hope you won't. But the making people choose the card that you... I don't know how you do that, how you make someone... present the card that you want them to pick, to take or whatever. I find that extraordinary. Some of those card tricks are very, very complex in order to get to the end result, which you go, how did they do that?
Yes, I mean, I you know, a lot of my friends in magic, I mean, I know one magician who is a professional gambler, is a professional poker player. He's very, very good mathematically. And also, there's memory effects, using the power of the mind and memorizing vast amounts of information. And it appears to be very magical on stage. If you can recount, you'll memorize information. The mind is an incredible tool, which we don't use, massive part of our mind in day-to-day life. But when you start to actually use things like mnemonic systems and memory systems, you can actually do things on stage which appear to the audience to be incredible, very, very magical. So there's so many different avenues, Graham, that can be explored. It's lovely.
What's your favourite? What's your most interesting trick that you love performing that really gives you great satisfaction when it works? Well, it obviously, hopefully it works all the time.
I tell you, there's a very... It's my own effect I've created. It's a mind-reading effect, which I often do at the beginning of a show. If I get to a venue early, as I generally do, and I'm maybe wandering around, and there's an early somebody comes in early, it's an intimate effect I can do with one person. I won't say too much about it, because it'd be lovely if I could maybe show you some magic in the flesh one day, but it is a mind-reading effect. And the effect from that as an intimate effect is incredible. But the other thing is, I know that that person will go and tell people about it afterwards. And what it does is it gains momentum. It allows people, if I'm doing close-up magic, it allows people then to come towards. So it's all about the performing art. As Paul Daniels said, you know, never forget magic is an art. It is an art form. It's all about the interaction with the audience. It's very important.
Yeah. I'll just briefly quote from Pam Maher on, indeed, your Facebook page, David. David was the ultimate professional from start to finish, ensuring that the arrangements were in place well in advance of the performance, even sending a little surprise for Nick to open as part of the show itself. The whole family were amazed from start to finish, and everyone remarked upon how it transferred so well to Zoom. This was for Nick's virtual online birthday show in early February. So clearly you managed to sort of conquer that whole notion of the medium of Zoom, David, fairly effectively, it would seem.
I'll be guiding you, building you.
well, you're always learning. And I'll be honest here. I'm actually probably more nervous doing a show on Zoom than going on stage because you're relying heavily on the technology. But touch wood, I've not had any major technical glitches yet. So, you know, onwards and upwards, onwards and upwards. That's it.
You realise you're setting yourself up for us to actually put the line, can you do some magic for us this evening on that particular aspect? Because I can tell Chloe's very keen and Sandra's very keen and obviously Rebecca as well. So, you know, I know it could be pressurising you, Graham, likewise, but obviously you have us in the palm of your hand, David, if you wish.
Well, would you like to, have you got time for a little bit of magic, Alex? Would you guys like to?
Yes!
We'll do a little something then. I wasn't too sure how the conversation would go tonight, you know, if you wanted to talk about something else or whatever, but I'll do a little effect here. I would just like everybody just to relax and think of somebody you know well, okay, who's going to be celebrating their birthday maybe within the next few months. So it could be a friend, it could be a work colleague, it could be a neighbour, a family member, anyone at all. Just relax and let the person come into your mind, okay? And the thing is, I'll use this piece of paper here. My pad actually fell on the other side of the and I'll pop a couple of things on the table here, okay? Now, maybe I can see Rebecca's deep in thought, okay? Rebecca, do you have somebody in mind?
I do, yeah.
What's the person's first name that you're thinking about?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay, so I think I can spell Jennifer. Double N-I-F-E-R. Can you all see that there, guys?
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Does Jennifer go by a nickname? Is she known as Jenny or Jen?
Jen, usually, yeah.
This is incredible, right? So we've got Jen. Okay, J-E-N. Jen. Even I can spell that. My spelling's abysmal at the best of times. Now, this is very curious because on the table, ladies and gents, I have a pack of fortune cards. They've got little pictures on them, okay? And my grandmother gave these to me many, many years ago. It's customary in Highland tradition, Chloe, Alex, Rebecca, Sandra and Graham, to have your fortune told on your birthday. Now, immediately I can see that Jennifer or Jen is a very, very popular person. Jen makes friends very easily. Next year will be no exception, making friends. Jen is also a little bit of a traveller. I can see travel here, and education is very prominent as well. Jen is a curious soul, likes to keep up to date with what's going on in the world. Now, I've been directed towards three cards here that will tell us a little bit more about Jen's future. All very, very positive. Nothing to worry about here, ladies and gents. Sometimes people get a little bit spooked by this type of thing, but nothing to get worried about.
Don't worry, Sandra. It'll be okay.
Well, the star represents luck. It's going to be a very lucky year for Jen next year. The sun represents health. It's going to be a very healthy year for Jen next year. But finally, the railway track represents travel. Now, you guys are probably saying, how can David prove that Jen is going to be having a good year next year? The proof is in the envelope. The envelope has been in the table all this time. And Rebecca, you've never spoken to me about Jen before. This is the first time we've spoken about Jen. Let's see what we've got inside the envelope. There's a message for the drive time guys tonight. Could you see the cards? Could you see the letter J? And we can have chosen any name at all here, Rebecca. E.
Yeah, E. I see it.
Oh my gosh.
Out of the envelope, ladies and gentlemen, comes the name Jen. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, give Rebecca a massive round of applause for that. I think
David. Not me. Oh my word. That was crazy. Honestly, I can't ask, but how did you do that?
Well, it's good when they work, but it's even better when they don't work because you get to laugh at me.
I can't wait to show her that. I cannot wait.
Thank you.
No, oh, that's brilliant. Oh, David, that's amazing.
appreciate that, Alex. A wee bit of magic. So always, I never say no. I never say no. Thank you.
Can we have David on the show every day? Let's just do magic all the time.
It would be ace. Magic time every day with David. That'd be awesome.
Oh, imagine.
Sandra, any thoughts on what you've just seen?
I'm so shocked. Well,
I'm not, my mind is like skeptic, so I need to know how it works. That's the thing. I just keep trying to figure out, the wires behind it and what you actually did. But I do enjoy it, of course, and it's very entertaining. Would you you need to do it on people's birthdays. Would you do mine next week then?
Well, we could, I'm sure we could work out something there, Sandra. Yes, yeah. We could do that.
We'll coordinate that. Graham, any other thoughts or questions from yourself?
I am really perplexed by what you... Why did you choose that person? Why didn't you choose any... What made you choose... it was Emily.
Rebecca. We don't have an Emily here, Graham.
I do apologise.
Unless she's imagining...
That's all right, I can change her name.
No, because I know Rebecca now. David, why did you choose Rebecca?
Well, I think you kind of get a bit of a vibe when you work with an audience in terms of a very important thing with magic, I think, is audience participation. Inviting people to, and some people are maybe better suited to help or assist or I don't like that word help or assist. Participate's a better word, I think, with particular types of effects than others, But it's just wonderful working with people and seeing people tonight as well, because, for us all, it's been a very challenging time. Without human interaction, is very important, and I think that this.
How do you deal with them? I can imagine, because I'd probably be that person. How would you deal, or perhaps you ignore them, but how would you deal with that person you see who's going, oh, yeah, go on, show me, smart ass? I mean, how do you deal with that kind of person?
Well, I would say that teaching was a great learning curve in that respect, Graham, because when I taught in secondary school, I did teach in a couple of quite challenging schools. And I think with children or teenagers who challenge you, you find strategies to deal with that. But having said that, every audience is very different. And as you know yourself, Graham, Sandra, Rebecca, Chloe, Alex, never ever take anything for granted. Always, Joe Public comes in many shapes and forms and will always surprise you. But I've got to say, those times that you get challenged, that's the best times, because you learn so much from those. And it will quite often be people you would never expect. It could be maybe the old lady in the back of the audience who can suddenly heckle or challenge. And that's made it fascinating. It's you would never think that somebody who appears to be quite benign can actually challenge you. But I always think that makes you a better performer. I don't see that as a threat. I see it as something that you can learn from and develop.
Can I ask one more, Alex?
No, absolutely. Go, Graham.
And that is, have you ever had a moment where you've had someone like I've just suggested and they've turned their whole stance around and gone, wow, that was brilliant, and you won them totally over by something that they've been involved with that really shocked them and made them realise that you were brilliant?
I'd like to think so. There's actually a couple I'm now very good friends with. I did their wedding just down the road from my house. So it's the venue that's the closest to me, it's called Bestwood Lodge. It's a beautiful venue in Nottingham. But I'm now friendly with them. But it was actually a photographer friend of mine who introduced me to them, Graham. And they were very sceptical of magic. But now we're good friends. But privately, they did tell me after the wedding that they're now magical fans. So that was a nice story. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Good.
That's nice. That's a nice story.
It's been a magical little thing, as we expected from your good self, David, as ever. Sandra, I think you've magically got to head off to another Zoom piece that you're doing in a few moments. So you'll be sort of prepping for that side of things. And then you're working on another fantastic piece of music to follow through with you, which of course is your latest release. Will that be happening soon?
I hope so. I don't have a date yet, but I have the song almost ready. So we're working on it.
You were always in my head, just like a book I knew that I've read. You came walking through my door just like a thousand times before. You took me by surprise.
It's been fairly snowy today with various snow showers. How's the weather been in Hollywood?
I haven't been outside yet. It's morning here. So, I guess it's sort of fall weather. It's not really winter here. So it's lately it's been around maybe 16 degrees and kind of windy, sometimes rain, but it's okay.
There we are. That's great. Okay. Chloe, would you, apart from the fact that a reminder that Hearts on the Line is still available now, you know what the team already think of that, we're key supporters from that point of view. Would you like to throw those last two questions at the team, please?
Absolutely. So have you all had a reasonably lovely Zoom on Midweek Drive? And will you be coming back, all of you, starting with Davey?
Absolutely.
I think that was great then. Fantastic stuff. Chloe Rose, Rebecca Bond, Sandra North, Graham Harper, and magician David Sinclair. By the way, do we need to coordinate that for next week, Sandra's birthday? Do you want a special magical sort of piece? So are you up for that, David?
Of course. Yeah, if you would like to, if Sandra would like that, we could do something special. Yeah.
We'll look to coordinate. We'll send details. Graham, you want to come?
I do.
In which case, we shall resume connections in the very near future. Take care, guys. Speak on. Keep on keeping on and be well.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Bye,
everyone. Thank you.
some news.